Welcome to Luther for the Busy Man, the fifth week after the Sunday of Trinity, Tuesday. Our scripture reading comes from 2 Thessalonians chapter 3, verses 6 through 13. Now we command you, brothers, in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, that you keep away from any brother who is walking in idleness and not in accord with their tradition that you received from us. For you yourselves know how you ought to imitate us, because we were not idle when we were with you, nor did we eat anyone's bread without paying for it. But with toil and labor, we worked night and day that we might not be a burden to any of you. It was not because we did not have that right, but to give you in ourselves an example to imitate. For even when we were with you, we would give you this command: if anyone is not willing to work, let him not eat. For we hear that some among you walk in idleness, not busy at work, but busybodies. Now such persons we command and encourage in the Lord Jesus Christ to do their work quietly and to earn their own living. As for you, brothers, do not grow weary in doing good. Our scripture lesson comes from Luke's Gospel, chapter 5, verse 4. When he had ceased speaking, he said to Simon, "Put out into the deep and let down your nets for a catch." Jesus says here, in effect, "Let down your nets and do the work that belongs to a fisherman, and let me do the worrying. I do not want you to worry, but to work." This is one reason why so much usury is practiced today. Men want to make money to avoid the necessity of working. If you want to live like a real Christian, leave the worrying to your God. Let him bring the fish into the net, and you take up a position in which you have to work. All of us would prefer positions in which we do not have to work. For this attitude, the devil's responsible. There was only one reason why such large numbers formerly became monks and priests. We all wanted to live like aristocrats and avoid the necessity of work. Parents even sent their children to school so that they might subsequently enjoy good days in the service of God. In the end, no one really knew any longer what good days were. God has indicated that it is his pleasure that man should eat his bread in the sweat of his brow, and he has therefore ordered man to work. He said to Adam, "In the sweat of your face you shall eat bread." That's from Genesis 3:19. The more closely you stick to God's law in this respect, the better it is for you. Do your work in faith, and let God freely exercise his government. Let us pray. It is your will, Heavenly Father, that your children here on earth should be honest and reliable workers in whatever calling or position you may place them. May we ever remember that it is your will that we should work in faith and trust to your governance of all times, in and through Christ our Lord. Amen. Purchase your copy of the print edition of Luther for the Busy Man at ambassadorpublications.org. You are invited to the Summer Institute of Theology, August 7th through 11th, at the Free Lutheran Bible College and Seminary in Plymouth, Minnesota. Guests will learn from experienced congregational leaders, including Professor of Philosophy, Concordia University of Edmonton, Dr. Jonathan Strand, pastor and co-host of the podcast Being Lutheran, Dr. Jason Goodham, and president of the Association of Free Lutheran Congregations, Pastor Micah Germstead. Find out more and register at flbc.edu/sit.